Hello and welcome to Rule of Carnage. This is a podcast, a video series where myself, Glenn Ford, a games developer and designer, talks to this guy, Mike Hutchinson, also games developer and designer, about creating better miniatures games. You're watching this via a digital application of some form or type over the interweb. So you're aware of using digital tools in your life. what digital tools might you choose to employ to make yourself better, more efficient, and more happy in designing and developing miniatures games? Myself, nice. Do develop games. Occasionally I use digital tools to do so. Quite often Mike uses digital tools to do so. We can have a little chat about which ones we find useful and how they might assist you in your own design and development. So Mike, I know that you're probably going to be a bit more sort of high end on the tech front than me on some of these things. So do you want to say sort of start by suggesting some of the applications and programs that you find handy and why?
Yeah, sure. So thinking about the toolbox of things that I use during the sort of life cycle of making one of these games, like I think we can both agree that a lot of the initial work happens off the computer on notepads. But what I tend to do is get notes into digital form really quite early on. I just find it's a useful way of thinking. So I have moved pretty much permanently as of about 5 years ago to Google Docs. So I used to do everything in Word, but now I do everything in Google Docs. There's a lot of similarities in the way that I approach those tools, but the fact that when I am out walking, or I'm on the potty, or like I've just stepped out of the shower, and a little note occurs to me, something, you know, some part of my game design brain has been functioning, then I can just grab my phone, launch Google Docs, and just immediately drop a little comment or a little addition. I have found the ability to work across multiple kind of digital devices absolutely transformational for Google Docs, and also the fact that I can use it to super easily collaborate and get people's feedback and notes and corrections. Glenn and I spend an inordinate amount of time arguing passive aggressively in Google Docs comments. It's a good time.
I'm not at all passive in my aggression.
Oh, that is absolutely true. So I think the first thing I would sort of say is that regardless of what word processing package you use, I think I find there's a couple of things that make my life easier. One is having a nicely set up template where I can just launch the template and I'm straight away writing words, and they're in like a nice font with nice, you know, line spacing, and like it's like how I like to look at words. So I because the temptation, and in fact, I should say, it is always a ritualistic thing that at the beginning of any document, you just spend a little bit of time choosing the right font for your headers. But that aside, I find having that template set of styles is really useful. And with Google Docs, once you've set up one document how you like it, you can go up to the styles and you can go set as my default styles. And from thenceforth, any document that you create new will have that lovely sort of style. And you can even hack it by just jumping into an old document, setting as default, creating a new one, blah, blah, blah. So that I find makes me more efficient, and it makes me get straight into the game design stuff faster.
I think one of the things that's handy also, if you've put together one game and you've got the sections for that game laid out, having the same set, you'll probably have the same set of sections next time. You can save yourself a lot of work by reminding yourself, oh, these are the things that go into a game. These are the things that I should decide on for this game. And I think that can help to sort of frame your creativity a little bit, as well as just remind you that you've completely forgotten to put in a movement phase or something of that nature.
Yeah, and then I guess like slight side rant, but like do use the headers and the body styles. Like don't make a section heading by emboldening some text. Like just give it the H3 tag using your style system in whatever program is of choice. It just makes everything easier. And it means that when you give that document to someone else or you transfer it to another program, like it just works really nicely. So I think that's like the main tool for text. One thing that I also really like about Google Docs specifically is that when, as we do in these games, you create tables, one cool thing is that if you have like a complicated table, like a set of stats or a set of hit numbers or something, you can put that in a Google Sheet and then you can copy and paste that into the Google document, and it becomes like a linked thing that you can update. So if you are fiddling about with your stats or your point values or something during the development process, then your lovely laid out rule book will have a little update button to remind you that you've changed the stats and that you can go ahead and update them. The other cool thing is that you can offer that thing as a non-editable link, so you can share it with your playtesters in a way that's always up to date. And it has a really instant, you know, exports to PDF. So if you want to use it for playtesting, it's super easy to do that. But I wouldn't use it for making something that I was going to, for example, put on Drive-Through RPG. I think at that point you'd need to move into something that had much more sophisticated layout techniques. And I'm far from an expert in this, but having watched a lot of YouTube tutorials, I got my eye in on Adobe InDesign, and InDesign is the program for laying out books, and you can do some quite nice stuff with it. I haven't got my sort of sufficient number of hours to know it very intuitively. So whenever I start a new project, there's a few YouTube videos that I go back and I rewatch, and I remember how to use that program. It's very complicated. Like many Adobe programs, the absolutely critical features are hidden between like modified keystrokes that you will never find unless you are told. So I think that's one thing that I will only point to InDesign and say, if you want to lay things out, that's the way to go. But I don't have a lot of like specific advice around it yet because I haven't got the expertise. What I will say though is that if you can put in the time to learn Adobe Illustrator or a similar vector design program, you can actually become really quite fast and expert at making all of the other things that aren't specifically rulebook text that you might need for these kinds of miniature games. So making custom decks of cards, super easy once you've figured out a good technique that works for you, a good template in Illustrator, where you've got 8 cards laid out and the text fields are all ready to go. Making character sheets or, you know, little quick reference cards, you know, like in Gaslands, you have little cards for each of the thingies. Those are all just built out of squares and circles in Illustrator. There's nothing clever going on in there. It's just squares and circles. And with squares and circles in Illustrator, you can do a ton. And then it basically saves natively as a PDF. So it just becomes instantly something that you can share with people and they can download and print off. So when it comes to sort of quick reference and UI elements, things that people are going to print out, and even quick reference sheets where I want to densely pack a lot of information. If you've seen the A Billion Suns quick reference card, you'll see I've absolutely like packed it full of information. That's again, Adobe Illustrator. So I think that is a super useful tool when it comes to layout of discrete things, pages, rather than whole books. So that would be my other main digital tool advice. Those things are all a little bit expensive, though. If you want access to Illustrator, you've got to cough up.
Yeah, there are free versions of, you know, of a lot of those things that can get you a long way. And I think particularly, you know, for a sort of an independent knocking something together for like maybe War Game Vault or Itch or something, I think you can probably get by with a lot of the free versions. I mean,
yeah, particularly when a lot of what you're doing is squares and circles and just being really tasteful with squares and circles and text.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think if you're going anything beyond those sorts of routes, probably get someone professional to do it anyway. So I mean, you know, my take on a lot of this is I hire somebody if it really matters, because I'm not sort of that sort of that tech savvy about well, it's not so I think tech savvy, it's I'm not layout savvy. I don't care about layout. If all the
layout's hard, actually, layout's really hard. I've been a somewhat amateur graphic designer for a long number of years, and I've never really cracked like page layout. I just haven't studied it enough. It's totally not obvious to me.
A lot of the time it feels like art. I mean, it is obviously, but it feels like art in that way of like, okay, I acknowledge that that's a good one. You may as well be in a different language as far as actually achieving it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. You know, it's been well done there. Yeah, I think that's
So when you're prototyping things, are there other tools that you jump to, like maybe web-based tools for making, you know, cards or anything?
I mean, when I'm prototyping things, the thing I jump to is sticky bits of paper and playing cards and erasable pens. And
actually, that's worth saying. Avery stickers, like once you've set up I use an Illustrator, but you could use anything to lay it out. Like, oh yeah, that's brilliant. Like once you've got stickers, then you can stick them onto anything and like get old decks of playing cards and put stickers over them that I've printed out.
Yeah, I'm reorganizing my shelves, and I've just got the decks and decks and decks of random cards sitting on the shelf on the desk next to me, because I'm halfway through throwing out the ones that only have a few dregs left and reorganizing that. But yeah, anytime that there's a random sort of deck of cards from a game, put it to one side. But that's all sort of, there's a whole other sort of physical prototyping, you know, make do and mend version of doing things. The number of, like, I have randomly shaped hole punches. My big tech piece that I've picked up recently is a Cree cut for physically cutting out prototype pieces, because I'm much more, I do things in a much more sort of physical way. And I think we'll have a chat at some point about prototyping a game and maybe sort of kit bashing your first models and why that's a thing to help you visualize things. But I think as a set of overview of some digital tools that are handy for creating your first documents and that you're going to work in as you're sort of beginning to write and put together and create a game, I think that's a handy overview and a good place to start from. I'm sure that people watching this are aware of some very lovely lower cost versions of Adobe. Why not stop into the comment section and tell us your favorite knockoff free to download version thereof. Give them some free advertising. While you're in the comment section, give us a like and subscribe, and then swing over to the Discord, which is a lovely digital tool for developing your games. We could talk about all sorts of options for playtesting. I think Discord is a great place to find playtesters. Set up a tabletop simulator mod of your game and then find somebody to test it out. There's a playtesting channel on the Rule of Carnage Discord. But for now, from this conversation about digital tools, it's going to be a thank you and goodbye from us. So thank you. Goodbye.